Now we're going to multiply z star from the left to the first equation, and multiply x star from the left to the second equation. We'll get the two equations at the top of this page. Now we know that the first equation becomes the normal of b star z, okay? And the second condition becomes cx norm of square, okay? Now note that both equation becomes real numbers, okay? Both equation becomes real numbers, and we also note that the second equation is equal to, if you use a complex conjugate over, it's equal to the A minus J omega identity X, a complex conjugate of that multiply Z, which is exactly equal to the first equation, which of course equal to the B transpose Z, normal B transpose Z. So now we have, what do we have is a negative number equal to a positive number. So what only thing can happen is that both of them must be zero. So what we have is that Cx must be zero and B star Z must be zero. So using these two conditions, then we plug it into the equation in the previous page, the last line of the previous page, we get the equation at in the middle. So that is A minus J omega identity X equal to zero, and A minus J omega identity star Z equal to zero. So what is that? What it says is that X is a eigenvector of A with eigenvalue at J omega, and Z is a is a left eigenvector of A with omega with eigenvalues at J omega. So if we combine all those conditions together, we get now two conditions. That is Z star, okay, we combine the Z equation, okay, B star Z equal to zero with the A minus J omega identity star Z equal to zero. We end up with the first equation, that is Z star multiply A minus J omega identity B equal to zero. And if we combine the Cx equal to zero and A minus J omega identity X equal to zero and form the second equation, so we end up with A minus J omega identity C multiply X equal to zero. Now, this again is exactly the PBH test for controllability and observability. Now, since we assume that AB is stabilizable, then Z must be zero. Okay, because we said AB is stabilizable, so the matrix has full rank, so zero. Otherwise, this equation true. That, then we can see it's obviously that J omega is the eigenvalue of X. If J omega is an observed mode of CA, because the second condition A minus J omega identity C X equal to 0 means, if we assume that X cannot be 0 because Z already equal to 0, and X, Z together cannot be zero, so X cannot be zero. So J omega must be an unobserved modes of CA by the PBH test. So this shows that if J omega identity, J omega is an unobserved mode of CA, then it is an eigenvalue of H. So if we assume that CA has no eigenvalues, only no unobserved modes on the imaginary axis, then of course H cannot have any eigenvalues on the imaginary axis. Okay, so that's what we have shown. We have shown that given the stabilizability for AB, then H has no eigenvalues on the imaginary axis if and only if that CA has no unobserved modes on an imaginary axis. Now, to show that the solution is actually is possible semi-definite, then we rewrite the algebraic equation as a Lyapunov equation. We know that A minus BB star X equals 0 because X is a stabilizing solution. So by Lyapunov equation, properties, because the last two terms are semi-definite, then we immediately conclude that the solution X must be semi-definite.